With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's almost unfair to call Art Spiegelman's book, Mouse, a comic book, even though the characters move in boxes, the dialogue is set in balloons. Mouse is spelled M-A-U-S, the German spelling for mouse. But Mouse is pure autobiography, the story of Art Spiegelman's mother and father, who as Polish Jews barely survived the horror of Hitler's Germany. It's also about Spiegelman's sometimes rancorous relationship with his father, his mother's suicide, and Spiegelman's own nervous breakdown. Not the stuff of comics.
But it's the stuff of novels, and it's the stuff of films, and I'm just contending that it might as well be the stuff of comics because that's the language I speak.
Art Spiegelman was a little afraid when he made his father the protagonist of the book.
I was concerned about the fact that, gee, my father's such a tightwad, he's going to look just like the caricature that people might have of the Jew. And I thought, I can't help it, that's my pop.
In Mouse, the Jews have mouse faces. The Germans have the faces of cats, Poles, pigs, and Americans, dogs.
On the radio, you're trying to picture a cartoon mouse. It might look like Mickey Mouse, and these look a little bit more blank-faced. It's more like wearing a mask.
There is a metaphor in Spiegelman's use of animal faces on human bodies.
And the metaphor is one in which Hitler talked of exterminating the Jews, and extermination is something one reserves for rodents and bugs, not for people.
Mouse, which is a trade paperback published by Pantheon, ends on the day the Nazis forced Spiegelman's parents into Auschwitz in 1944. The second volume will come out later. Meanwhile, readers can find Mouse running in installments as inserts in Art Spiegelman's avant-garde magazine called Raw. Information about Mouse and Raw can be obtained by writing to 27 Green Street, New York, 10013. That's 27 Green Street, New York, 10013. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Back in Rego Park, Queens, Art Spiegelman's parents urged him to become a doctor or a lawyer, but settled for dentistry. However, when Spiegelman opted for art school,
they began to panic at that point, and they said, you've got to study dentistry, because then you can make a living, and you can always draw comics after hours, whereas if you become a cartoonist, you can't drill teeth after hours.
Faultless logic, but nevertheless, Art Spiegelman went to California to draw underground comics. In 1980, Spiegelman and his wife launched their own magazine, Raw.
It's a magazine that's done in the form of comics for the most part, although it has some articles heavily illustrated with photos where appropriate. But essentially, it's a very big comic book.
Raw started out as a one-shot, but now comes out perhaps twice a year. It's hard to find, so in a moment I'll tell you how to get a copy. With each issue of Raw, Art Spiegelman inserts a mini-comic book called Mouse, spelled M-A-U-S, the story of his Polish-Jewish parents during the Holocaust, and drawn in a rather abstract way, the humans wearing animal masks.
The word comics comes up very often when people are trying to dismiss a film and they say, well, that's like a comic book. It's very simple. It's been my hope to make something that's like a comic, meaning it's incredibly complex.
Mouse is complex, at once funny and heartbreaking. Pantheon has gathered the first installments into a trade paperback. Since Mouse is a novel in comic book form, Spiegelman wonders how the bookstores are displaying it.
There's no place for a book like this. It's an anomaly. I'm sure it'll end up in the humor section in some stores no matter what.
Mouse is an experience and an achievement. The book version of Mouse ends rather abruptly at Auschwitz, but the story continues in installments in Art Spiegelman's Raw magazine. Information about Raw can be had by writing to 27 Green Street, New York, 10013. That's 27 Green, New York, 10013. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.